540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Strong storms left thousands without power, flooded roads, and caused damage across southeastern Wisconsin last night and overnight. We Energy says about 8,000 homes and businesses were out early this morning in Waukesha County and about 2,000 in Milwaukee County. Those numbers are dropping with crews out making repairs. Flooding caused major problems in low-lying spots, including underpasses and other places that often fill up during heavy rain. Rescue crews had to help dozens of stranded drivers. An MCTS bus got stuck in floodwater at 32nd Street in Hampton. No passengers were on board. Officials say a tornado hit Sussex and that they're still checking damage in the area. More strong to severe storms are possible this afternoon and this evening. We'll get the latest coming up in the forecast. Wisconsin's largest teachers union is backing Democrat Kelda Royce in the race for governor. The Wisconsin Education Association Council announced its endorsement yesterday, calling Royce a strong advocate for public education. Her campaign says the support is a game changer in a crowded primary. She plans to visit Milwaukee later this week to highlight the endorsement and to talk about education priorities. In the most recent Marquette University Law School poll from March, State Representative Francesca Hong led the field for the Democratic primary with 14% support, narrowly ahead of former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes at 11. Royce was at 1%. 65% of registered voters at that point were undecided. GOP State Representative Scott Allen says he'll not seek re-election after losing his bid for Waukesha mayor last week. Allen, first elected in 2014, said he's taking a sabbatical from elected office after more than a decade in public service. He also served as a Waukesha alderman from 98 to 2001. Allen is now the 10th member of the assembly to retire or run for another office. Home sales are up in southeastern Wisconsin, but the big story for Milwaukee is still the lack of homes for sale. The report from the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says first quarter listings in the metro area rose about 2%, while listings climbed 11%. In Milwaukee County, prices also moved higher, with the average sale price up 8.5% to $320,000. Realtors say more homes are coming on the market, but not enough to ease the supply shortage yet. Again, more storms are possible later today. We'll get a look at the latest in the forecast. And that is the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin took another pounding from storms last night, with tornado and high winds. Rain and hail fell on already saturated soil, and flooding concerns are growing after what's been one of the wettest starts to April in years. In northeast Wisconsin, the focus has been on the Big Falls Dam on the Little Wolf River. Water levels there rose sharply in the past 24 hours, and officials warned that failure was imminent. Rivers across the state, including the Wolf and Fox, remain high or just above flood stage. Farther south, around Kenosha and Racine, flood warnings have mostly expired, but the ground is still drenched and can't handle much more rain. The National Weather Service says more showers are possible today, keeping flood risks high for parts of the state. Five Republican state senators are now sitting out this fall's election after Jesse James said today he won't run again. James had planned to take on Democratic Senator Jeff Smith for a western Wisconsin seat, but he's dropping out, saying time away from his family played a big role in the decision. His choice means Republicans lose another possible candidate in what's already a tight race to keep their majority. The GOP started this session with 18 seats to Democrats' 15 and will need to win at least two of four swing seats to stay on top. Senator Howard Markline is now the only Republican planning to run again in those contested districts. And a lab worker at the University of Wisconsin-Madison is in trouble with the law. Police say Makoto Kuroda was arrested last week on charges of recklessly endangering safety for having a chemical in the lab. It's unknown what the chemical was, but police were called when an odor was coming from the facility. The 41-year-old Madison resident was taken into custody and booked into Dane County Jail. Officials called it an isolated incident, adding there's no danger to the public. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
another loss for Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. When the Brewers host the Blue Jays tonight, they'll be trying to snap a six-game losing streak. The Crew losing 9-7 last night in extra innings. They're now at 500 with a record of 8-8. Tonight, it's Chad Patrick on the mound for Milwaukee against the Blue Jays right-hander Dylan Cease. Christian Yelich is out, placed on the 10-day IL with a groin injury. One report, though, says he could be out 4 to 6 weeks. The Wisconsin Badgers have named Marcus Sedbury as the interim AD to replace Chris McIntosh as athletic director. Sedbury's been an assistant the past 4 years. Head coach Luke Fickell says McIntosh told him last week he was leaving for a job with the Big Ten.
You know, as Mac and I sat and we talked about, like, having a guy, if you know him really well and you could sit down and be friends with, but we all understand this is big boy ball and this is a big business, and it comes down to doing your job and doing it really well. And, you know, what helps the relationship best of all is having success on the field and having a good product.
That's Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered rain and thunderstorms again today, and a couple of those storms could be strong to severe this afternoon into this evening, so be weather aware again today. 67 our high tonight, 46 tomorrow. A few more scattered thunderstorms with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.